This section is about remedial movements for the arm. Before we start, just a refresher on your anatomy and your understanding of the arm. So the arm consists of three bones: the humerus of the upper arm, the radius, and the ulna of the forearm. Now, the bony, very tip of the elbow is actually a process of the ulna. It's not the funny bone. The funny bone got its nickname because of the funny feeling you get when you actually hit the joint. But it's actually the ulnar nerve running on the inside of your elbow, and that gives you a terrible sensation in your fourth and fifth fingers. When standing in the anatomical position with the palm facing forward, the radius is on the outside, the thumb side. Now, the two main movements at the elbow, which is a hinge joint, firstly, it's the bending and the straightening, the flexion extension between the upper arm and the lower arm. That hinge moves only in one plane. The second, which is a more complex action at the elbow and the wrist, where you're turning your palm from front facing, from anterior facing position to the back posterior facing position. So you when you do that, you can see that there's no movement in the shoulder. So in that anatomical position, the radius and the ulna lie parallel to each other. In pronation, the radius and the ulna appear crossed. So during pronation, the ulna remains fixed and the radius rolls over it and turns it from front to back. So look at your own arm and you'll see that the upper arm and the two lower bones of the forearm aren't correctly aligned. Actually, most of you have a boomerang-shaped arm, not very yogic or couldn't even be transcribed into Sanskrit, but a very Australian interpretation of how your arm looks. This deviation is referred to as the carrying angle of the elbow. The carrying angle of your arm permits the arm to swing without contacting the hips. But most women have smaller shoulders and wider hips. So therefore, the carrying angle is more exaggerated. So this remedial work is for both frozen shoulder and over mobile shoulder joints that sometimes dislocate. So during these movements, the important point is your attention to the alignment and the positioning of the bones and the joints. When the bones of the arms are not aligned and the inner elbow is projecting out the strain goes on the neck and you get neck pain. When the elbow overturns and is not corrected, the muscles of the arms and the shoulder and the neck become unresponsive. Be in Tadasana with the right side facing the wall. Judge your distance as you be going to place your right hand onto the wall, shoulder height, and have the torso parallel to the wall, not leaning. So with the hand on the wall, fingers facing up, shoulder down, start with your arm bent and then slowly straightening the arm, observing that the inner crease of the elbow faces forward. Resist with not turning of the elbow, but move the shoulder backward and downward. Upper arm rolls from inside out. Now, inner arm should be going to the palm. Pressure even over the hand. And as you press down on the thumb and the index finger, realize that the forearms are crossed. So be strong on moving, pressing down on the thumb and the index finger and moving the little finger away, holding it there with the underarm sucked up closer to the bone. Suck that bottom edge of the upper arm up. Suck it up. Hold it there. Now check that you haven't disturbed the shoulder blade is in position. There's no compression or tightness in the neck or the throat area. Holding it there. And we'll be staying in these poses from 1 to 2 minutes. So you can do your own timing. Second side. Place your left hand mindfully. Start with the arm bent. So slowly walking, adjusting, noting, holding it there. Now with the arm straight, inner crease of the elbow facing straight forward, hold the under elbow bone upward. And now watch with the arm movement, the shoulder blades shouldn't be disturbed or lifted. It's really important that you keep it as an arm movement so that the shoulder shouldn't be lifted. So if it is, you can change or adjust the positioning of your hand onto the wall, higher or lower, as needed. So there's no compression or tightness on your neck or throat region. Feel that extension of the inner arm. So you're not so concerned with the top or the bottom, but that inner arm, and the inner arm is extending towards the thumb. As you extend your arms in Urdhva Hastasana from the armpit to the fingertips. Now, second movement. So once more, the arms shoulder height, arms straight, but this time the hand is parallel to the floor with the fingers facing back. With hand on the wall, fingers facing back. See, with the hand turned, palm turned back, you can get better access into your back. Shoulder has to be down, shoulder blade in. Roll the trapezius back and down. And then open your armpit. Feel the chest opening and pressing the hand, move the clavicles away from each other. So especially move as you press the hand, move the torso away from the arm. No tension in the throat, mouth, tongue. Look back, check. Now with the forearm bones parallel to each other, holding it there, levelize yourself. So all the time, check the elbow joint so that you're holding the bones and working the muscles. No tension in the throat, mouth, tongue. And then release. Second side. Fingers facing back. Press down on the thumb and the index finger. Elongate the arm. But now really work on keeping the shoulder blade into the back body. The shoulder rolling back. The upper arm rolling. And the opening of the armpit. So especially feel as if you're moving your back upper arm forward. Hold the elbow in. No tension in that throat, mouth, tongue. Holding it there. Always check what's happening. No compression or tightness. Feel the elongation from the shoulder to the heel of the hand. Feel the length coming and the strengthening. Observe your breath. Quietening there. Pause. And then release and to the right side. Once more, hand onto the wall, shoulder height. This time the fingers are pointing straight down to the floor. Check. Look at your alignment of the arm and you'll find with the fingers pressed down how you can roll the top of the upper arm back. Upper arm and elbow joint hold up, levelize. Press the whole heel of the hand and the back of the arm, that underarm, that part that's facing the floor, suck it up a little bit more. Take it closer to the bone. Now, pressing the wrist, draw the arm back into the socket. draw the arm back into the socket. So you're moving from the hand, the arm, back into the shoulder joint. Arm long, bones aligned. Feel how now you can move that shoulder blade into the back ribs. The armpit is lifted from bottom to the top upward. Pause and then change to the second side. Left arm onto the wall, shoulder height. Fingers extended downward. So the forearm bones, the radius and the ulna, should be parallel to each other. So align the forearms and upper arm at the elbow. Then with the wrist palm held, shoulder bone down and in, down and into the back body. Feel how the arm elongates so the muscles that are over tight are elongated and the weak muscles are strengthened. So suck that underarm, drawing the arm back into the socket. Extend the heel of the hand, pressing it into the wall. Draw that arm back, holding the upper arm, levelizing. No flipping of one side of the elbow higher than the other side of the elbow. No tension in the throat, mouth, tongue. Be quiet there. And then release. Now the next movement is different. Instead of that arm coming out from the wall, you're going to press the arm along the wall. Now, if possible, if you can have a wall with a corner so you can hold onto that edge for extra leverage. So with the arm extended and the fingers extended backward, take the arm to touch the whole of the wall. Position the hand at shoulder height, palm facing the wall, arm touching the wall. So you've got the right shoulder also touching the wall. Keeping the arm into the wall, right shoulder touching. Now turn away from the wall until the left shoulder is back in line with the right. So you're facing forward with your right arm extended straight back. Roll the trapezius down and as much as possible keeping the arm and the shoulder, align. So you walk the trunk away, aligning your left shoulder to the right. Then staying that minute or two, release, and now go to the second side. So it's the left arm, left shoulder, touching the wall with the arms the arm going straight back, extends through the fingers. Arm as much as parallel to the floor as possible, so it's shoulder height and parallel to the floor. Holding the arm, especially the upper arm, from the back to the front, pin it to the wall, and then turn the torso away. So you're opening up that armpit chest, lift the side ribs, no tension in the throat, mouth, tongue, holding it there. Find out if it's the bottom edge or the top edge of your elbow that's pressing into the wall more. Can you bring alignment? That alignment is necessary. Both clavicles broad, chest open, and then release. The upper arm bone is capable of complex movements, rotation, vertical, horizontal extensions, etc. And with a frozen shoulder, it's lack of movement that has to be restored. With the shoulders that dislocate, it's stability that has to be restored. So that is why this remedial approach is needed, to bring the balance. For a more experienced student, for alignment and strengthening, the first movement with Utthita Parshva Ekahasta Asana movement, a loop strap with the weight hanging off it, when your arms straight and extended out to the side, or have somebody holding onto your wrist, then you put that loop strap over the forearm near the elbow. And then you have to really lift and hold with the upper arm in extension. Control the shoulder so there's no overworking of the forearm affecting the elbow. So you're working the arm and the positioning of the shoulder so the neck region has its freedom. So often when you're moving the upper arm, feel how you can resist in the elbow without overturning it and roll your shoulder back. Resist on the inner elbow without overturning it, holding the lower arm and roll the shoulder back. So you've got quite a bit to work with. Thank you for this.